Last week in the Iowa legislature, lawmakers dug into key issues for this legislative session, including education reform. IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell joins me now for a look ahead at this week's agenda. Joyce, probably the most notable event at the Statehouse last week was that raucous hearing you covered over labor issues. What was the atmosphere like during that hearing?
Well, it was the Republicans want to take Iowa's what is referred to as the right to work law and make it part of the Constitution, and unions, of course, oppose that. So it was a very confrontational meeting with a big turnout of union members. In Iowa, what's called the right to work law, it's part of the Iowa code which governs labor union membership, and it says any contract that a company makes with the labor union cannot require union membership. Unions like to say, you'll hear this all the time, it should be called right to work for less. The Association of Business and Industry was at the hearing, and they were there to support the constitutional amendment, but all the other speakers were union folks, and the committee chair said, by his estimate, it was 2-4 for every 100 against, so it was a big crowded room.
Yeah, and Joyce, you've covered many sessions at the Statehouse. Do they get this emotional very often?
Well, I was thinking of a recent one that was also union-related. A few years back, a minority Democrats in the House protested a bill that would have scaled back collective bargaining rights for public employees, police and firefighters and such. And that year, the Democrats talked literally all night in a committee trying to stop it. And then as a majority of Republicans were passing the bill, they staged a kind of a silent protest in the House, each Democrat standing up through the debate instead of sitting down. But that's about as rowdy as you can get in the full House.
And I want to check in on those two big issues Governor Branstad is pushing, education and taxes. How much progress are we seeing?
Well, the House this week will begin the arduous process of going through the governor's education bill line by line. It got its first airing this past week with a small group of House members who are working on it now. I liked one writer's account of that first meeting I attended. He said, response to the governor's bill was kind, if skeptical.
Okay. And on education, Governor Branstad is focusing on raising salaries for new teachers. Anything in there for the more experienced educators?
Well, yes. Raising new teacher salaries is just one part of it. New teachers would also get a sort of residency for their first year of teaching. One of the speakers last week compared it to a new doctor who spends a year as a resident. And backers say it's another way of elevating the teaching profession. But for more experienced teachers, the bill would give them raises for assuming more leadership roles in the school. There was a teacher there at the meeting last week. Her name is Jessica Gogarty of North High School in Des Moines. And she had a personal story to tell of feeling like her career as a teacher was stalled. Let's hear from her.
3 years ago, after 21 years in the classroom, as a highly decorated teacher, highly accomplished and very effective, I had no option to grow my career except to leave the classroom. And that was heart-wrenching for me personally.
This teacher did leave the classroom, and she became a school improvement leader in her school. But under the governor's plan, teachers could become model teachers or mentor teachers and get paid more while continuing to teach.
Now, this idea that Senate Republicans are pushing of returning surplus state funds to taxpayers, how would that work exactly?
Well, some of the news stories this week made it sound like we'd all be getting a check in the mail, but actually it would work like any other tax credit. Any Iowa household which owes income tax to the state would get as much as $750 off their tax bill.
Okay, so under that proposal, wouldn't everybody get pretty much the same credit? I mean, is anyone objecting to that? Because obviously people pay different amounts of taxes.
Exactly. Wealthy people paid a whole lot more than the rest of us. I can say it's an unusual way to distribute tax breaks. There was one Democratic senator who said he would rather focus on, if we're going to give income tax cuts, he'd like to focus on people making less than $50,000 a year. But I think a better question is whether this is ever going to become law. Governor Branstad has other ideas for the state's budget surplus, namely property tax cuts and education reform.
Okay, and what's at the top of the list for this week?
Well, discussion will begin on two Republican election bills. There's the much-talked-about Secretary of State's voter ID bill requiring identification at the polls, and another Republican-sponsored bill to ban straight party voting.
And that's just voting straight down one ticket and
right.
not stopping to take a look at
exactly
different offices. All right. Well, thank you, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.